I woke up this morning and I said, wow, isn't life great? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Isn't life great? Yeah. I woke up in the morning and I said, isn't life great? I looked out at the dark sky. The moon was just settling on the horizon, going down. It had been up all night, sparkling all over the place, making everything beautiful and bright. And as I watched the sky breaking through the mountaintops, the morning sunlight, so distant, so far away, so dim, yet perceptibly there, I said, isn't this great? And I looked up there and I smiled at the sun and I smiled at the moon, both of them. And I thought, isn't this great? And I got out of bed. Yes, I did all that while I was still in bed because I could look out the windows and see it all. And I got out of bed. And the clock says, 5 o'clock. And I thought, what a lovely time to get up in the morning. What a lovely day. And as I progressed, I did a little project here and a little project there, and I fed my dog and took care of all the details that the morning brings. And I thought, what a lovely day. What a wonderful way to begin my life today. What a wonderful way to walk around and say, good morning, world, good morning, sun, good morning, life. I looked out the window and I watched the rabbits as they were hopping around in the garden, checking things out to see how everything was. And here and there, a bird began to twitter at the edge of the pond where Rick just loves to sit down and cool off on a hot day. And they were having their morning drink. And they were looking around very carefully, and then they would take a couple of long sips of water and they'd look around some more, and other birds would come to join them at the watering pond, and they would say, what a lovely day, what a lovely day. I imagine every bird when it gets a drink of water and a bite of food says, what a lovely day. If it doesn't say it, I know that it thinks it, because that's what I think. My heart is so filled with joy and so filled with enthusiasm that no matter what goes on in my day, no matter what things happen in my day, I just continually say, what a lovely day. And sometimes I tell other people about the things that are going on in my day and they say, oh, come on now, that isn't so. And I say, oh, yes, it is. Why is that so for you? Because I proclaim it so. I say thank you, and what a lovely day. I give gratitude for what a lovely day. I see the day in my eyes, in my creation, and the day is what I see it. The other day we had 8 or 10 drops of rain. Yes, we had 8 or 10 drops of rain. The rest of the country has much more than that, but here in our summertime, we have a few drops of rain now and then, just splashing down. And I was in the car driving along, and they went splash, splash, splash all over the windshield. And instead of thinking, oh my goodness, they're getting my windshield all bad, I thought, look at the rain, look at the rain, oh how wonderful. And it was only a few drops, but I gave thanks for those few drops because they were so lovely. And I stuck my head out the window of the car and I stuck out my tongue to grab a couple drops of rain. And that's all there were. But how wonderful they were. They hit my face, they hit my tongue, and I lapped them up and drew them in and thought how wonderful that is. Rex was in the other side of the car and he had his head out the window too, and I'm sure he was doing just the same thing that I do, because I know that dogs love nature just as much as I love nature. Yes. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day to walk and talk and look around. What a wonderful day to see things, how great they are. And I think to myself, what's going on in my world? What is all this all about? What is all this that's taking place? Am I making myself a better person? Am I making myself a better being that is fulfilling my life in every beautiful and fantastic way? And I say, yes, yes, yes. Do I give thanks all the time for my creation of joy and peace and harmony in my life? Yes, I do. Why doesn't everybody do this? They do. They do. Everywhere I look, I see people delighting in the weather. I see people delighting in sharing conversations with one another. I see people delighting in the beautiful body that they have, in the beautiful mind that they have, in the beautiful world that they live in. Everywhere I look, I see everyone in love with life. And I am in love with life so deeply, so profoundly, so greatly, that it just makes my heart tingle every time I think about it. It makes my brain sit up and take notice and say, hey, yes, I'm tuned into the infinite cosmos. I'm all that there is. I know that I know. Oh, how wonderful it is. And yes, indeed, how wonderful it is. We make our day what it is. At least I know I do. I make my day what it is. And people say, Herb, how come you have such wonderful days? I make them what they are. Well, Herb, don't you ever have any problems? If I do, I get dismiss them immediately. Well, how can you do that? Well, it's easy. If a thought of unhappiness comes along, I immediately say, all is in divine order. If a thought of trouble comes along, I immediately say, hey, everything is going along smooth and wonderful, and I'm going to make sure that it does. I am going to make sure that everything in my life is beautiful and wonderful. And then, lo and behold, so be it. This is the way it goes. Now, can you do that for yourself? Oh, yes, you can. Are you going to do that for yourself? Oh, yes, you are. And why are you going to do that for yourself? Because you like yourself. Because you think that you're a wonderful person. I know I do. And because you and I think we are a wonderful person, we are wonderful people. And we're living a wonderful life. And life is just filled with every good and beautiful thing because we choose it that way. Every moment when I get up, every morning when I get up, I say to myself, what a wonderful day. And so it is. And you know, there are billions of people on the face of the earth who awaken each morning and say, what a glorious day. And for these billions of people each morning, it is a glorious day, just as it is for me. It's up to me to lay claim to what I want in life, and what I am in life, and what I create in life. And it's up to me to enjoy it, and it's up to me to share it out as a smile on my face, as a bubble in my heart, as just who and what I am. And how great that is. Join with me in having a wonderful day. I know you already are. I love you. I love you. I love you.